Get a great return on SMS marketing while following SMS marketing laws and best practices. So do you want to be or are an SMS marketer? As you navigate the ever-changing landscape of digital marketing, it's crucial to understand the SMS marketing legal landscape and SMS marketing laws and best practices. One key thing that SMS marketers in the U.S. often overlook, but which actually requires your attention, is the federal Do Not Call or DNC list. The thing is, checking the DNC list is not only essential, in fact required by law, but it can actually increase your ROI and benefit your customers and your business. Here's how. Compliance with the SMS marketing laws. First and foremost, let's get to the SMS marketing legal stuff out of the way. In the realm of SMS marketing, compliance with federal law is non-negotiable. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act, TCPA, clearly outlines the rules regarding SMS marketing, and among those rules is the requirement that you not send any SMS marketing to anyone whose mobile number is registered on the federal Do Not Call or DNC list. By cross-referencing your contact list with the DNC list, you ensure compliance, reduce legal risks, and protect your business from potential legal action. Keep in mind that the TCPA allows a consumer whose number is on the DNC list and to whom you still send SMS marketing to take you directly to court. Do not pass go, do not collect $200. In fact, pay that consumer somewhere between $500 and $1,500 per SMS message. While it's very easy to break this federal law and get into trouble by not comparing your list to the DNC list, it's also very easy to comply with it. So before you send out any SMS marketing, be sure to compare your list of phone numbers against the numbers that are registered on the Do Not Call list. If someone has specifically opted into your SMS marketing and you can prove that consent, then that does override their number being on the DNC list because they have given you direct express consent. Here's the fun stuff. DNC compliance plus best practices equals great responses and conversions. In addition to having to comply with the TCPA and Do Not Call list, you need to follow best practices. The thing is, best practices also means best ROI. SMS marketing best practices basically means 1. Only sending SMS marketing messages to those who requested them or who agreed to them. 2. Including a way in which each message for someone to opt out, basically to tell you to stop. 3. Honoring that opt out immediately. In case you haven't put two and two together, if someone's phone number is on the DNC list and they give you permission to send them SMS marketing, but then they tell you to stop and you keep sending them messages, yep, now you get it. You've just violated that federal law. So it's important to honor opt-outs immediately, not only for good customer service, but to keep you on the right side of the law. Here's how following both the SMS marketing law and SMS marketing best practices actually is to your advantage. Picture this. You're at a cozy cafe enjoying your favorite latte and catching up on texts. Suddenly, your phone buzzes with an unsolicited marketing message. Annoying, right? That's exactly why the DNC list exists. It allows consumers to opt out of receiving telemarketing calls and, yes, text messages too. By checking the DNC list regularly, you demonstrate respect for your consumers' preferences and foster a positive brand image. Remember, if their number is on the DNC list, it means that they really don't want unsolicited text messages. And if they are your customer and their number is on the DNC list and you send them SMS marketing without their permission, are they going to be happy to get that message? Or are they going to be annoyed with you? That's right. You've just hurt your brand because you aren't respecting their preferences or the law. Happy customers are loyal customers, and loyalty is the lifeblood of any successful business. by respecting the preferences of those on the DNC list and following best SMS marketing practices, you foster a positive customer experience. Customers appreciate businesses that prioritize their needs and desires. When you avoid bombarding them with unwanted messages, you create a better relationship and increase the chances of repeat business and positive referrals. Trust is the foundation of every successful business relationship. By diligently checking the DNC list and removing people who opt out of your SMS messages right away, you demonstrate your commitment to ethical marketing practices. Customers appreciate transparency and honesty, and by respecting their privacy choices, you build trust and credibility. This, in turn, enhances your brand reputation and sets you apart from less considerate competitors, of which there are oh so many. All of this leads to improved conversion rates. Checking the DNC lists regularly and following best practices will actually boost your conversion rates. By focusing your efforts on engaging those leads and customers who have expressed an interest in receiving your messages, you are automatically targeting the most receptive audience. This increases the likelihood of conversions as you're communicating with individuals who are genuinely interested in your products or services. Remember, quality engagement is more valuable than mass outreach. In conclusion, the federal Do Not Call list is not something to be ignored or taken lightly, but it really is your friend, not the enemy. By checking the DNC list regularly, you show respect for your customers' preferences, ensure compliance with regulations, and enjoy the benefits of improved conversion rates, enhanced customer satisfaction, and a solid brand reputation. So take the time to review your contact lists, maintain a healthy relationship with your customers, and keep your SMS marketing strategy on the right side of the line and your conversions on the right side of your bottom line. For more information, visit us at gettotheinbox.com.